As usual, I left the house and walked towards the gate. But this time something strange happened. In the garden I met a pale young gentleman with fair hair. "Hello," he said. "Come and fight. This way." I was so surprised that I followed him without a word. "Wait a minute," he said, turning round quickly. "I must give you a reason for fighting. There it is." And he pulled my hair, then pushed his head hard into my stomach. I was ready to fight him after this, but he danced about so much that I couldn't get close to him. "Follow the laws of the game," he said, eagerly preparing himself for our fight. He seemed to know so much about fighting that I was very surprised when I knocked him down with my first hit, and then again with my second. He always got up immediately, and seemed very glad to be fighting in the correct manner. I admired him greatly for his bravery and his cheerfulness. Finally, he had to agree I had won, and we said goodbye. When I reached the gate, I found Estella waiting for me. She seemed very pleased about something. I wondered if she'd been watching our fight. Before I went out, she said, "Here, you can kiss me if you like." I kissed her cheek. It was true, I wanted to kiss her very much. But I felt that kiss was almost like a coin thrown to a poor common boy and not worth anything. I didn't see the pale young gentleman there again. I continued my visits to Miss Havisham for almost a year. She took great pleasure in watching my growing admiration for Estella, and my unhappiness when Estella laughed at me.